Hello, and welcome to As It Is, from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we report on a recent conference for Ebola survivors. The number of Ebola cases continues to rise, but there is some hope that more people will survive being infected with the virus.
Think about them sometimes. See, I have nightmares in my dreams. You see them, you know, playing with them. Even last night, I had a dream. Yeah, I had a dream. I saw my father, and, you know, I couldn't bear that. Yeah, I wanted to go to him, but he rejected me, said no.
Then we will report on what small organisms in deep sea rocks are doing to help our environment.
These are not just simply end products of methane oxidation, but they actually maintain a viable community of microorganisms living inside the pore spaces of the rock.
Helping survivors of Ebola and the role of tiny deep sea organisms in reducing methane gas in the Earth's atmosphere. Those are our subjects today on As It Is from VOA. The number of Ebola cases continues to rise. But there is some hope for those who survive the disease. Recently, a conference for Ebola survivors was held for the first time in eastern Sierra Leone. Bob Doty has more about the meeting.
The goal was to offer advice to survivors and look at ways they can increase people's understanding of the disease. That music is coming from a small church in Kenema, Sierra Leone. Inside the building, 36 Ebola survivors danced in celebration. All 36 have beaten the deadly virus for which there is no vaccine. Sierra Leone's Ministry of Health and Sanitation organized the Conference of Ebola Survivors. The ministry and non-governmental organizations want them to advise other Ebola patients and teach people more about the disease and its prevention. Matthew Dalling is Chief of Child Protection with UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund. He says survivors often face problems when they return to their communities.
They go back into communities and they are ostracized and they're told to leave. One or two survivors I met are renting in Kenema City because they can't go back to the rural villages. So what we want to do is find a way that we can actually get them to go back into the communities, to become helpers and to really make them become advocates and champions. I mean, we really see them as heroes.
Fatmata Ferry Musu Sese is a nurse. She became sick with the disease while caring for an Ebola patient who threw up on her. She blames her infection on the light material she was wearing at the time. She says the vomit from the patient's stomach touched her skin. Today, the healthcare worker is happy to be alive. She says she wants to become an activist in her community because some people still do not believe Ebola is real.
There was a rumor that with the nurses, they have given us huge amount of money. We are the ones who are killing the people. We inject the people. We kill us.
It is claims like those that Ebola survivor Dauda Mohamed Fula wants to stop. He works as a laboratory technician at the government hospital in Kenema. He has also faced rejection from people because he had Ebola. But for him, the hardest part is that other members of his family also got infected and did not survive.
I think about them sometimes. See, I have nightmares in my dreams that you see them, you know, playing with them. Even last night, I had a dream. Yeah, I had a dream. I saw my father, and, you know, I couldn't bear that. Yeah, I wanted to go to him, but he rejected me. He said no. So I started crying in my dreams. So I wake up with tears in my eyes.
Sierra Leone's Ministry of Health and Sanitation says the country had 634 Ebola survivors as of October 19th. UNICEF officials say there will be similar conferences planned for survivors across the country. I'm Bob Doty.
You are listening to As It Is on the Voice of America. Methane can come from wetlands as a byproduct of raising farm animals and from human activities such as leakage from natural gas systems. Methane is also plentiful in the ocean. It can be found in ice, but also rises from deep within the earth through small cracks or holes in the ocean floor. Little of that methane reaches the atmosphere thanks to methane-eating organisms that live in seabed sediments, materials that sank to the sea floor. Now, an American scientist says other deep-sea microorganisms are also attacking the gas. As we hear from Ann Ball, these organisms live in an unlikely place, inside rock on the ocean floor.
Victoria Orphan is with the California Institute of Technology. She studies microorganisms that live in sediment near methane vents in the ocean. These vents release methane trapped inside the earth. Ms. Orphan says the organisms have changed to survive in this extreme environment.
These organisms would be able to extract energy from methane using sulfate found in seawater rather than oxygen. And as an end product, they would produce hydrogen sulfide, so this is sort of that rotten egg smell. And also, as another byproduct, these organisms would produce carbonate, sort of like the pavement you see on the sidewalk.
Over time, that calcium carbonate forms tall, rocky seamounts around the methane vents. Victoria Orphan suspected that these rocky areas served as a shelter for sea life. So she found a submersible, a small vehicle like a submarine, and went down 800 meters to the seafloor to prove it. Ms. Orphan made four such trips between 2006 and 2011. As part of her studies, she collected sediments and seamount particles from the near-freezing water. She says the rocks she collected confirmed her theory. The journal Nature Communications published her findings. I'm Ann Ball.
That's our program for today. I hope it has helped you learn everyday American English. I'm Christopher Cruz. I invite you to join us again tomorrow at this same time for another edition of As It Is, here on the Voice of America.